May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our God and our Redeemer. Amen. Ever since God created Eve to join Adam in the Garden of Eden, society has been constantly changing and adapting, especially after the fall into sin. Throughout history, we see the rise and the fall of civilizations and the modifications that were needed due to the impacts of war and disease and government failure and the like, all the effects of sin. But it truly seems that our society is changing more and more rapidly than ever before. And a lot of those things, those changes, do not seem for the better. For example, a recent survey stated that the average adult is bored 131 days a year. Also, there's so much anger today, and it seems to be growing, especially in all the forms of media. And then another study indicated that Americans have never been so unhappy. I'll come back to those in a little bit. Even though most people tend to say when they're asked if they have enough time, they say, no, I don't have enough time in the day. I need more time. But it seems like maybe we have too much time on our hands. At the same time we are seemingly more bored, more angry, and more unhappy, atheism seems to be flourishing in America. The number of young people born between the years 1995 and 2010 who claim to be atheist have doubled the number of previous generations. Each of the examples I've cited indicate a growing distance from God. And the further away from God and His presence we get, the more unhappy we become. These examples also express feelings of, I don't care, or more likely, I don't care for you. There's a restlessness in the human heart, a restlessness that was described by early Christian leader St. Augustine as humanity's innate desire for the infinite. We crave God. We have a peace missing in our makeup that yearns for someone beyond our understanding. Modern writers have called this a God hole, a hole in our lives that should be filled with God and His love. But instead of filling our hole with God, it seems like today our holes are getting larger and larger. The Old Testament lesson this morning is a section of one version of Scripture which recounts the giving of the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai. Remember, the Ten Commandments are divided into two portions or tablets. The first three commandments deal with the worship and the adoration of God, whereas Commandments 4 through 10 deal with our care for others. They command that care. The commandments in total, then, are about worship and care. Worship of our Heavenly Father and care for those that He has placed around us. You see, God gave us the commandments not to hem us in, but the law is meant for our good and the good of those around us. The commandments are about the honoring of God and the serving of others. Listen to what Jesus said about the commandments in Mark 12, very similar to our epistle or our gospel reading this morning. Jesus said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." So we should be filling this God hole in our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength with love for God. Our society, though, seems to see the honoring of God as an antiquated idea, that humanity might be better off with more dependence on self, reliance on us and ourselves instead of an unseen God. Idolatry counters the Ten Commandments then by encouraging the worship of self and the care of self over the care of others. This creates then a larger and larger God hole in our lives that brings more unhappiness and the need to find other things, try to find other things to fill that hole, like technology, work, drugs, pride, intelligence, science, and among other things. All of these become idols of modern society, replacing the worship of God with the worship of self. But in truth, you and I are all guilty of idolatry to some extent. We find all kinds of things to fill that God hole, whether it be work, or family, or media, or nature. Bible class, we talked about the golf course. Anything you choose to fill the opening that only God can fill. When we concentrate on self, this leads to idolatry and worship of self. When we fill our lives with things that please ourselves, we not only fail to fill it with God, we fail to fill it with service to others. We are so full of self that we neglect God's commandment to care for others, as He has specified so thoroughly in the commandments. As an aside, several of our youth are doing that right now in Minneapolis at the National Youth Gathering. Built into each day's schedule is a major servant event and a lot of drop-in service projects, giving our members and Lutherans from all over the world the opportunity to be in service to others. What a blessing these experiences will be for those who are in attendance. And I can't wait to hear about them when they all return in the days to come. Now, going back to my earlier examples, maybe that's why we're bored 131 days a year. The study I mentioned was quoted as concluding this, quote, "Full-time adult responsibilities, particularly work and parenting, appear to be sucking the fun out of American adult lives," unquote. So let me get this straight. The two most important servant roles we have, working to serve the community and parenting to serve future generations, is boring. When did serving others become boring? Maybe that's why the slide shown earlier asked, why are we so angry? Could it be that we have too much time on our hands, which now allows us to share our negative opinions through various media such as Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter and on? Or is our busyness with earthly things stealing our joy about heavenly things? Rather, our time could better be used serving others rather than seemingly building ourselves up as we tear others down, which seems to be a very prevalent part of social media today. And maybe that's why we're so unhappy. The authors of the other study I mentioned earlier indicated that a lot of unhappiness they found in the survey was due to addiction. Addiction to both the drugs and other addictive behaviors, like social media. And addictions are always a method to please the self. We can never find happiness when we focus on self-satisfying activities and focusing on ways that will satisfy the self instead of our Lord and His commandments to love one another. Isn't it interesting that we call a lot of the candid photos we take today with our phones selfies? And so many of our TV commercials tell us, you deserve it. We're so full of self. All of these examples can be fundamental aspects of atheism. When we spend so much of our energy trying to escape boredom, caring for ourselves, and attempting to fill our lives with happiness, we are seeing less and less need for God and more self-determination. And in caring for self, we deny God and his great love for us in Jesus Christ, who is our Savior from self. Thankfully, Jesus does not deny us. Even on the cross, there was no denial, but rather forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing, Jesus said as he hung and died on that gruesome cross for you and for me. And God the Father continues to forgive us when we regularly fill that God hole with all kinds of things that are not godlike. Thanks be to God for sending Jesus to fill the God hole in our lives, and then through the gifts of the Holy Spirit to also fill that hole with service and love towards others. And then realizing this, our reaction to the commandments, to the law, is one of a joyful response for all the earthly and heavenly blessings that God has given us through Christ. In the reading this morning, the Old Testament reading, as God shared his commandments with Moses, he paused some 15 times to speak the words, "I am the Lord." Now, this is amazing because that phrase is only used 139 times in all of Scripture, and here are 15 of them in one short section. "I am the Lord" is a powerful reminder to Moses and a reminder to us today of the name that God gave himself, Yahweh. I am who I am. Those repeated words of "I am the Lord" take us right back to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. He only is our God and Lord. He only is the one we serve. He only is the one that provides us the opportunity to serve one another. Then through that serving, we have the opportunity then to share with others the news, the great news about the great I am. In Joshua 24, we find some very, very familiar words that are often found on plaques, like this one, that might be in your home. "But as for me and my household, we serve the Lord." The words that precede those words are that declaration warn against the human created gods that tempted the Israelites, much like the modern gods we create tempt us. Listen to what Joshua says. "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors, the ones they worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua's words challenge us to make a choice between the Lord and our earthly gods. The hymn, "Baptized into your name, Most Holy," concludes with these words, "Let nothing that I am or own serve any will but yours alone." May God continue to bless your efforts at making him the center of your life and others the center of your care, so that no part of your life serves any but the Lord. Amen. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the ability to serve others, and you have empowered us through the Holy Spirit to be of service. We ask you, Lord, to help us to identify the idols in our life that are keeping us from you and from service to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.